Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Yeah, that's right. We're glad you joined us. It's time to sit back, get comfortable, talk about some weird stuff. Just chill for a while. Welcome to After Hours with the Rise Guys. Here's Matt Man at 9.
Yes, sir. It's almost like he was talking to himself.
Yeah, I don't think we can go any faster than that.
Good. I'm done with it.
We've made our boss positively schizophrenic, but there was one speed where it sounded really good and up-tempo, and I think I'll just dial it back to that. Just use that.
But do we need, like, this is one thing that I'd love to hear your feedback, you listening right now. Do you need an opener? See, that's the thing. A podcast isn't usually, it's an on-demand thing, yeah. So you seek it out, therefore you know what you're listening to. So are we wasting your time by having any intro?
Because on the video streaming service, I've been watching all the Sopranos again.
Sopranos.
Yeah, and it always, when you start them up on Home Box Office Maximum, it gives you the option to skip intro.
Right.
Any streaming service with any series gives you the option to skip intro.
I always do.
Yeah, yeah.
Unless it's a recap I need to see.
Now, I'll ask you the same question. Do we need an opener on a regular Rise Guy show? Because we've always had one, but do we need one?
Maybe.
I don't think we need one. We just like having one.
I want it now because we've got the deal done with Pantera, so we can do that, and that's awesome.
I like hearing Pantera in the morning, too.
It certainly amps me up, and I've had many people tell us that, or tell me, rather, that...
I've had regular size ones say it, too.
Yeah, that little many people, that, hey, man, that's like my alarm clock. It's awesome to wake up to Pantera. But anyway, that's a whole different show.
I think if you sleep till 6, you lazy. Plum lazy.
But yeah, let us know about that. I think that's a good psychological question too.
Yeah.
About, you know, they would always do that. That was the golden one. I don't want to say the golden age of TV, but theme songs in the 80s and 90s television shows.
Yeah.
Like the whole thing where they would turn around and look at the camera as they were like cutting coupons or dad was washing the car and he'd just look at the camera and smile.
It was the best.
Reginald Vell Johnson.
All these people were so happy to be doing the mundane tasks nobody likes to do.
Living in houses they shouldn't have been able to afford.
Yeah, you'd see some magazine ad where dad or mom, either one, is out. And sometimes it would be mom out in a dress and an apron, like proper. And she'd be pushing one of those old-timey lawnmowers, the manual ones.
Oh, yeah.
And she'd just have the biggest smile on her face in the sun.
Having the best time.
No.
No.
You were not smiling while you did that.
No.
No.
And smoking cigarettes doesn't get you laid. I mean, it could, but like...
Those billboards, man.
Billboards told me that you got two women at the... It's like, you guaranteed threesome if you smoked cigarettes.
Especially Kools and Newports.
Kools and Newports.
Yeah, they had the sexy billboards. Virginia Slims did, too.
Yeah, but he just apparently, if you played tennis in the 80s, you also smoked Newports.
Yeah,
and
you
Kools.
Did. Yeah, it was just obvious. True. You want to smoke something really heavy if you run a lot.
I don't believe it. Really?
Yeah, but that's that's funny. Hey, do you want to, in the next couple of weeks, I want to do the thing I was telling you about before we started recording where we answer anonymous questions from people that I'll solicit for them on via the Send It app that works through Snapchat so they can send anonymous questions and we'll come on here and answer some anonymous questions on a podcast.
Oh, see, okay.
Because I found out, man, if they can be anonymous, people really ask a lot more questions than if they have to have their name or their voice behind it.
But doesn't that drive you apeshit crazy that you don't know? Like, what if it's something that really, like, tickles your fancy?
Yeah.
And I'm not even talking sexual, but just like, hey, man, I am a professional athlete.
Yeah.
I live here in Charlotte, Atlanta, wherever. I love your show. I would die. It would drive me crazy.
See, I've never had anything
I'd
like that.
I'd hope it's Dale Jr.
I'd wonder about it. I've never had anything like that happen, though.
Yeah.
But I would wonder about that. But usually I haven't had anything that left me wondering more than just, oh, well, that's interesting. Or thinking, it just seems like, you know, people are willing to say stuff anonymously that they would not ask in person, and I welcome those questions.
You can't answer them back directly? Like, how would they get the answer? It goes to your feed?
Yeah.
And it says anonymous question?
Yeah, so it'll post their question and my answer.
Okay.
But yeah, so we'll do some of those. Just the answers will be exclusive to the podcast. But if you want to get in on that, you can add my Snap, N-I-N-E, from TRG, so that you will have the ability to ask those questions in the next couple weeks.
That was sly, Jim.
Hey, man, I really want to do the anonymous questions.
No, I know.
I don't need more messages from weirdos. I just want to do the anonymous questions. But you can add me and communicate with me if you're cool.
Okay. Now, all that. Thank you. Well, next couple of weeks or so.
Yeah,
I'll tell you this, just kind of pull the curtain back a little bit. We can do that on podcast, too. I've been saving, you remember those things that I've been trying to, because you do know a lot. I bust your balls on the other show about, like, how much you know, and sometimes I'll call you a know-it-all. And sometimes it's because you know a lot about, or a little about a lot. I've been saving this list of little-known facts, so I want to do that in the next week or two also, where I can find out. But I want to have you hooked up to a lie detector test.
Those are not admissible in court.
I'm not in court. I am in a studio.
But they're not really good for anything. It's just a psychological tool to question people.
It
isn't really useful.
To me, it will be. That's all I
ask. But I know it's a psychological tool, so it has no effect on me.
Tell me what you think about my idea. You can hit me up at O'Maffew. That's O-H-M-A-F-F-E-W. I'll say it again. At O-H-M-A-F-F-E-W. EW.
There you go.
That's on Instagram and Twitter.
Yeah.
But let me know. I forget what the question was. That's just my way of getting my plug.
I think you just asked me the questions instead of hooking me up to a lie detector, which is a worthless piece of equipment.
You know, first of all, Jimmy, that was in fun comedy.
Oh, okay.
I don't even have that idea. I have to start making a list now. Secondly, we've been trying for humpteen years to find a lie detector test around this town, and nobody will let us borrow one.
That's because I always take a dump on them and say how they're worthless.
Well,
and you
then
can't
we'd
use
lose
them in
our
court, and it's just an intimidation tactic to interrogate someone.
Well, oh, it's okay if you take a dump on it. I did it on the floor of that hotel in Helen, Georgia, and you have issues with me about
it. If you tell some idiot he just failed his lie detector test, which is not admissible in court because it's not real science.
That's a lie.
Well, then he's more likely to confess to you that he committed the crime.
Well, he's I
know
you
you're
firsthand.
Lying. You failed the machine.
I can tell you firsthand.
What?
That's true.
Yeah.
I saw an episode of Law and Order one time.
Absolutely true.
So anyway, all of that and more. Oh.
Learned a lot about the law from The Wire and The Sopranos.
So you're thinking about The Sopranos is I'm going to start that again. But The Wire, that's one of those I feel so just peer pressured to watch. And I tried, and I just didn't like it.
I didn't like it the first time I tried to watch it years ago, but then I watched it again, and I loved it. The Wire it has great characters, but The Sopranos has more depth to the characters and more of their stories relate, you know, because the Wire doesn't have a whole lot to do with anybody's story outside of who they're getting naked with and their job. That's all it is. It's, you know, police work and cheating on your wife, and that's it. The Sopranos has, you know, a lot of character stuff going on with everybody all across the board. It's just so deep and so rich and so fulfilling. Uncle June.
Yes. Yeah. I had a junior uncle one time.
Yeah, I had Uncle Junior. Everybody used to have Uncle Juniors.
Yeah. Wow.
Olivia,
a lot of
Miami
depth
Jr.
to the characters.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, is oddly enough, the past tense of Johnny Depp is Johnny Depp.
Mm-hmm. Well, Johnny Deep.
A lot of people don't know Johnny Depp.
Oh, okay.
In Latin.
Man, I found some information that I would like to talk about with you that is sort of a follow-up to a previous episode of After Hours with the Rise Guys.
Okay.
Now, there's damn near 50 episodes, so which one am I following up on? That's the question.
Oh, is your uncle still sliding down the mountain from your feces?
I told you he's dead now.
Again, you know, sometimes I do it in the spirit of comedy. I know it's not factually accurate.
Well, the answer is no in any case.
I know he's gone. And rest in peace wherever you are.
Uncle Guy.
Uncle Guy.
Yeah, Uncle Guy and Uncle Junior.
Thank God you didn't have an Uncle Gal.
You'd be surprised. Come from a weird family.
What about an ant guy? Okay, go ahead.
So the follow-up is on, you don't want to guess any other episodes we've done? You don't have to.
No.
You probably won't get it right because there's damn near 50. So what are the odds you're going to guess right?
You know, I'm not trying to turn over this new leaf of getting right to the point when it comes to doing a radio thing.
Yeah. All right. Well, it's the follow-up on the Fighting Animals episode.
Oh, us fighting? Oh,
yeah,
can we beat them?
Yeah, animals you could beat in a fight. Yeah.
What's the update? Have we been called out by a cheetah?
No, somebody did a big transatlantic poll on this, polling Britons and Americans, and they asked them about, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, like 15 different animals.
Did you ever see the video of Joey Greco fighting an actual cheetah?
No, did not.
You never watched cheetahs?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I mean, but yeah, 15 animals we can run through from. Good I can Lord. Start from least likely to beat it up. I think it'd be better to start from most likely to win a fight.
And when you say beat it up, yes, you're talking about a fight,
yeah,
not anything
yeah.
sexual.
No. I think that's passe sex slang now, beat it up.
You're getting too serious.
Beat guts, that's passe sex slang.
Well, and I'm usually a passionate lover. I'm not actually beating it up. I'm just caressing.
Yeah, I've never put a boxing glove on it, mm-mm. though I would.
On it?
On it.
Not?
On it.
Yes.
Yeah. That'd be funny, actually. I've never seen somebody wearing a boxing glove on their stuff. I'd love to watch that.
Well, I have tongue punched fart boxes, though, in the past.
Yeah. It happens, man. So this thing is about which of the fallen animals do you think you could beat in a fight if you were unarmed?
Oh, yes. Okay. Yeah. I was going to say the rules.
Unarmed. That, yes. Yeah. No
but
weapons
they still
at all.
Have their fangs or their claws and what?
They're unarmed. They just are they as they are naturally, just like you are.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have teeth.
Yeah, see, exactly. You could bite them. Ain't nothing saying you couldn't bite them. Yeah. The first one on the list is rat. Like you unarmed could beat up a rat in a fist fight.
Okay, the you have to remind me. Mm-hmm. Are these full grown?
Yeah, it's just regular rat.
A regular rat.
Yeah, like
yes.
standard rat. Not like a huge rat, not a small rat, regular
not
rat.
Not one of them from Suicide Squad, spoiler alert.
That was a weasel.
There was the rats, remember? They go.
Oh, yeah, all the little rats. Yeah, one of those size rats, though, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, just one.
Yes.
Yeah, you can beat a rat.
Yeah. Would you? Are you going to answer these?
Yeah, I could definitely beat a rat in a fight. 67% of British people said yes. 72% of Americans said yes. You will find throughout this, Americans more confident than British.
Oh, of course.
Of course.
We beat their ass.
We might not know the truth, but, I mean, we might be lying about it, but we're going to be more confident.
Right.
That gives us an advantage.
Yeah. Yeah, mate.
Yeah. See, you say we beat their ass, but...
Well, our forefathers did.
France and Spain and us did.
Well, you know what?
And then in 1812, they really, really gave us a shellacking there for a little bit until they were preoccupied with Napoleon. So again, thanks, France.
And Tartaria, yes.
Mm-hmm. Next up on the list, house cat. Regular house cat. Not a great big cat, not a little bitty cat. Regular standard house cat. Think an orange tabby.
Okay. Now... Am I fighting for my life, or did this thing just talk crap to me?
I think this animal is attacking you. You were forced to defend yourself from an attacking animal.
The answer is yes.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Now, would it hurt? Yeah. Would it kind of suck? Yeah. Would you bleed some?
I would
yes.
have bad dreams afterwards,
yeah.
for sure.
Well, and you would be hurt, too. You would get scratched all to hell, but you would, you know, it's not, look, it's not, you're going to get it before it's going to get you.
I had a former uncle who, yeah. I told you the story. Really? I mean, truly, honest to God, scarred me as a child. There was the neighbor's cat kept getting in his yard, getting into the trash or whatever, which is fairly unlikely to what cats would do.
Mm-hmm.
He picked that thing up by the back of the neck, which is fine, but then proceeded to drop kick it across the fence into the neighbor's yard. The thing took off and it landed on its feet.
Yeah, they do that.
That was one of their lives.
Yeah.
It was taken away.
So my dog fling went over a fence one time.
Another dog or like a turd?
A cat.
Oh.
Yeah, it flung a cat. It grabbed it in its jaws and flung it when it yanked its neck and slung it over the fence.
It didn't flip it, flap it, and rub it down too?
No, but it landed on its feet and ran away.
Oh, no.
Yeah. House cat. 66% of Britons said they could beat up a house cat. 69% of Americans.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's people who probably have some kind of cat fear. My mother, you know, Mary, she's always said, I don't know why she would say this, if you ever want to kill me, like it's premeditated, if you ever want to kill me, lock me in a room with a cat.
Yeah.
Not that the cat can like gnaw, but like the...
She would just die from the anxiety, the panic attack would kill her.
But she was never attacked by a cat in her life.
Yeah.
No explanation for it.
So why? Why is that?
Other than she's a pussy.
Well,
The cat. My mother is just scared.
Just scared of cats.
Anxiety.
Scaredy cat.
Yeah. Scaredy cat. That's where it comes from.
Scared of cats.
I like it. Thank you.
Yeah. Would she freak out if she watched the musical where they had the buttholes?
Is there bad language in it?
No, it's got Taylor Swift and all that in it. The movie musical came out a couple years ago.
She's in the musical, so she'd likely watch that.
Okay, yeah.
She's like me with the clowns. I can watch the movies, and it doesn't bother me, but if they're in the room with me, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you don't like that.
If you ever want to kill me, put me in a room with a cat's butthole.
And if you ever want to get rid of the whole family, unleash a cat dressed like a clown at
oh,
Christmas.
Oh, God.
Just open the door, throw it in, and run. Next animal on the list, number three.
Yeah.
A goose.
Yes.
Yeah, yes. I could take a goose. Now, they are aggressive, but they don't really have that many things they can use to actually really hurt you.
No, the beak.
I mean, they could go for your eyes with the beak, but mm-hmm. they got a long neck. You can grab a hold. You'd be fine.
I think I could beat myself off. I can, actually. I found out. Yeah. I could beat it. No, I don't want to beat it off. Keep it away without physically killing it. Like, hurting, not hurting. I could just keep it off of me.
Yeah.
Then again, I got to think. I'd probably
it's going to keep coming at you and kicking at you and biting at you and snapping at you. It's not going to stop.
I would probably RKO the goose.
Yeah. Well, 45% of Britons said they could beat up a goose versus 61% of Americans. That's the biggest separation on the poll. 45% of Brits, 61% of Americans.
I don't want to backstep, but I would not. I would actually DDT the goose.
That would be easy.
Not an RKO. Yeah, because that'd have to spin around, come out of nowhere.
Yeah. And chokeslam, long neck, too.
I definitely wouldn't want to pile drive a goose because it would sit there and peck on mine.
Yeah, it would be biting on it. It would snap, you know.
Ouch. Ooh.
Yeah.
You jarred me.
Mm-mm, I have to wear a cup.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hang on. I got a cough.
I need a big gulp if you see what I'm working with, pal.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Next up on the list below goose is medium-sized dog.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm not going to mention the story about that. You know the story.
Yeah. But I will
say. That was a defense thing.
Medium-sized dogs are dogs anywhere from 20 to 60 pounds. So on average, we'd say a 40-pound dog.
The sound bite's now gone for years. It was early in the Rise Guys morning show, I told this story. And I said it with such southern cadence that it was kept for many years. And then it was destroyed in a loss of computer.
Yeah.
I killed a dog when I was 10.
Yeah.
By accident.
Accidentally,
it was coming toward me. It was a huge dog. I'm not even going to say the breed because it was very specific.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to defend myself. And apparently, I just caught it in the right spot. And, man, that couple with my uncle kicking the cat has made me, like, so sympathetic to animals. I love animals. I love them all.
You love kicking them.
Don't do it.
I know you don't.
No, I love loving them and loving on them.
Yeah, this would be just a 40-pound dog, like a generic mixed breed 40-pound dog. And according to the size range here, it would be about knee-high, a little better than knee-high on you.
Yes.
Yeah. I live with two 90-pound German Shepherds.
Dude, your dogs would take my life.
Well, we'll get to large dogs in a minute. But, I mean, I live with them, and I wrestle around with them, and I play with them, and I've seen them mad. And, yeah, I can handle a dog half that size.
Do you
size.
Have to, like, wrestle with them?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like wrestling?
Yeah, Marshall powerbombed me last night through the coffee table.
I noticed you were walking with a little limp.
Yeah, you got me good. Medium-sized dog, though,
Only 38% of Britons said they could beat up a medium-sized dog in a fight if they were attacked. Only 49% of Americans said they could.
I think the psychology is, I couldn't do it, man.
Yeah.
I couldn't do it.
Might be that, yeah, it might not be, can you? It's just, are you
would
willing
you?
To?
Yes.
Yeah, I'd defend myself.
If zombie you was coming toward me right now,
yeah.
I would beat
If you were
ass.
A zombie, yeah, right in this, right, man, right between the eyes. Yeah.
With what, a gun?
Anything handy.
Thank you.
Anything that would penetrate.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh, right in my eyes?
Right between them.
Oh,
right,
God.
Not betwixt them.
Don't you eyebrow blank me.
So we'll get to large dog in a minute, but first, the next one on the list is eagle.
Oh, see, this is not fair.
An eagle.
If it had been the turkey like Benjamin Franklin wanted, I could easily answer this question.
Yeah. Now, do you want to say a bald eagle?
Pardon me. Look, I don't care. Their hairline does not matter to me.
Well, you want bald eagle or you want golden eagle? Pick an eagle. Pick one of those.
Well, again, I say, this is their natural. So they could fly. They could come down,
it's
scratch me, fly around.
It can do anything an eagle can do, just like it can do anything a people can do. And this eagle, we're going to do a bald eagle. This thing may weigh up to 14 pounds, may have a wingspan of 8 feet.
Yes. No. The eagle would kill me.
The eagle would mess you up bad. Yeah, if nothing else, I would retreat. I would run away and hope for the best.
But it would still come down and get... I mean, they're
talons.
Going to get there.
Yeah, and you've seen how big the talons are on these things. They're monsters, these birds.
You see that video... Oh, God. Well, this could have been back during COVID. I don't remember time anymore, but... there was this, they showed this eagle, and it was an eagle,
mm-hmm.
and it was just going around this lake, and all of a sudden it goes down, and dude, it picked up a fish. I don't know the type of fish.
Yeah.
Probably yay big.
Oh, yeah.
How long is this? 3 feet?
That's about 3 feet, yeah.
They put it down on the ground and tell by midgets. Yeah, about 3 feet.
About 3 feet.
That's incredible.
Yeah. But when it comes to an eagle, we're not in the minority there.
Good.
Only 18% of Britons said they could. Only 30% of Americans said they could beat up an eagle. Now, that's the thing. Beating up an eagle is damn near impossible because it can fly. Your best bet would be to try to run away. And if you run away, clearly you didn't beat its ass because you ran from it.
If it's a double-headed eagle, though.
Yeah, then you're screwed.
Big time.
Yeah,
you really are screwed.
Now, this next one is a fun one.
Go ahead.
This is where we get the large dog.
Go ahead, gourd head.
This would be any dog over 60 pounds. I got two that are... Well, one's about 85, one's about 90.
Breed doesn't matter.
Yeah, just large breed of dog. Now, that could be, again, anything over 60 pounds is a large dog, so it could be a 65-pound dog, or it could be some kind of mastiff that weighs 200 pounds.
Do you remember the kind that I inadvertently took the life of?
No.
Okay, I wanted to say write it down, but I don't have a thing to do that.
What, pen and paper?
Yes, that was what that would be called, huh? Smarty.
Yeah.
That right there. I know that's more than 60 pounds. I don't want to say the breed of dog, but I don't. I got to imagine it was more than 60 pounds.
Yeah, and really fast, too.
Very. That's what, dude, and that's, like, not on the air, but I'd get you my mama, get my mama to tell you that story. She saw how shattered I was, man.
Yeah.
Oh, God, it really hurts my heart to even say it now. Pussy. I mean, it really does. I was, like, 11 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Matthew, go take trash up on the hill. Nah, Daddy, let me finish this Super Mario. Matthew. I'd go up there and take it.
Yeah, it'd be a large dog. They usually weigh 60 to 80 pounds.
Oh, then you, well, I mean, I guess I have to say that. At least 11-year-old me could.
Yeah.
I don't know about 33-year-old me.
Yeah, it's one of those things where, again, I live with two large dogs, and I see what they're capable of. I see them when they're happy, when they're mad, when they're playing, when they're being athletic and showing off and stuff. And, man, they can do a lot of stuff. And one of those dogs, it would definitely mess me up. I mean, I would definitely bleed a lot, and I would need stitches, and I'd have to spend some time in a hospital probably. But I think I could survive and get the best of the dog.
Yeah.
In most situations. Sometimes, no. But some, I think on average I could. But yeah, 13% of Britons and 23% of Americans said they could beat up a large dog in a fight.
I don't want to see it or call their bluff on it because then a dog is at least going to catch a punch or a kick or something. But
yeah.
I don't believe then. Mm-mm.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't.
Now, this next one is from here on out, where some of these are kind of stupid and some of them aren't that bad. This next one is, if you think you can beat this animal in a fight, I think you're a moron.
You're setting me up for the, go ahead.
All right. Chimpanzee.
No.
See, I knew you knew better.
Especially if they're on real bad drugs.
Yeah.
If
they've been eating totem poles, if they're on Xanax. Yeah.
Is that what it was?
That's the one that ripped
the
lady's
face
off.
Off.
Yeah, that poor woman.
Poor chimpanzee,
poor
too.
Poor woman who had a chimpanzee for a pet.
On Xanax.
Maybe you shouldn't have done that.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, yes, you obviously said no to that.
Yeah, no clearly way, no. 10% of Britons and 17% of Americans think they could beat up a chimpanzee in a fight.
Dude, I mean, did they not know about Clyde?
Clyde was an orangutan.
Same thing.
No, different ape.
I'm scared. I'll go ahead and pre-answer the next one then. I could not beat up a chimpanzee.
Well, that's just what we did. Orangutan's not on the list.
Orangutan.
Orangutans are even stronger than chimps.
That's why I said it.
Yeah.
Or I'll go ahead and jump to gorillas.
Those orangutans are those redheaded ones that got pot bellies. They got a gut, looks like somebody's stepdad.
And no hair on their ass.
Yeah.
What does science say
about
that? No,
those baboons with the bald asses.
Oh, you know too much.
Yeah.
What does evolution say about the hair on their asses? Where did it go?
I don't know, man. I don't know why they don't have bald butts. I've watched shows about them and read about them. I probably would have known if you asked me when I was like 15.
Why am I the only guy that grows hair on the palm of his hand?
You're not.
Okay.
We all do. You want the next animal on the list?
Please, I'm about to go blind over here.
All right, the next animal on the list is King Cobra.
I'm not naturally scared of snakes, nor do I think I can. I want to say I would be able to identify a King Cobra.
If it started like posturing up and had the hood
wings.
And stuff.
Oh, is it called a hood?
Hood, yeah.
Did they ever get those pierced?
Sometimes.
You do it at Repticon?
Sometimes. Yeah, the King Cobra. Beating it. I'm not scared of snakes at all.
Not at all?
I ain't gonna mess with the King Cobra, though.
But you're not messing with it. It talked crap to you and you're or whatever the situation is.
Yeah.
And you have nowhere to go. You're backed into a corner.
I would retreat. I would retreat from the King Cobra. My only option is to retreat. Could I beat it in a fight? No, I would have to retreat or else it would kill me.
But this whole thing is you don't have the opportunity maybe to retreat.
No, could you beat it in a fight? No, I couldn't beat it in a fight. My only option to not die would be to run away. I would have to retreat from it, and that's not winning the fight. It's not could you survive, it's could you beat it up.
Do you think
no.
you Wait a minute. I'm sorry. I don't think you could outrun one. I don't know that I could.
I don't know that it would chase you that far, though, because snakes aren't known for that.
They're not known for flying either, but I've seen them on planes.
Your only option, yes, a bunch of them at one time. Your only option is really to retreat, unless you think you're really fast and you ain't nearly as fast as you think.
I ain't trying to be argumentative, but you're...
Well, the answer's still no, I couldn't beat it in a fight.
But when you say that, it's like I'm now seeing the eagle sitting there with gloves on wanting to square off like gentlemen, whoever.
I mean, am I going to kill it before it bites me once? Hell no. Is it going to need to bite me more than once? No, I'm about done for. One good one.
I'd say in my mind, in my mind, I pulled over to a rest area.
Some things spit and blind you in the eyes.
I'm in a rest area, the restroom made out of cement blocks like they usually are. It's backed me into a corner. I have to either kick it or fight it or whatever.
You're writing fan fiction.
But I have to put it in some kind of scenario. You ever try to jerk off without thinking about a specific woman or thing?
Sometimes it's just for maintenance.
I don't know. I think yes. I think I could. If I had to, I would. Yes, I would run from it. I wouldn't draw up on it.
And
but
running from it does not win the fight. Running away means you lost the fight every time.
That changes the dynamic. Then when I'm fighting an eagle, I'll go run and get in the house. Because guess what? It doesn't have a key to my house.
Well, I'm not actually fighting a King Cobra. I'm just saying that if I were not going to die, I would run away from it, which is saying, no, I could not beat it in a fight. Same thing. The answer's still no either way.
Well, I want to change mine to all the because I would not fight an animal if I could run from it. Yes.
But that means no to everything.
Then I change it. Because any of these animals, I couldn't outrun and... The simple answer is run, get in the car, in the house, on top of the car, on top of the house, whatever you got to do.
Well, hey, you couldn't outrun a medium-sized dog, a large dog, probably not a chimpanzee, definitely not an eagle or a goose or a house cat or a rat.
Yes, that's
King Cobra so far is the only one you could outrun, possibly.
But that's why. It's because I couldn't outrun them. Therefore, I would have to fight them.
This is getting too deep now.
No, I'm saying they get over on me in a distance of running type thing.
But you couldn't win a fight against it. That's the question.
I wouldn't choose to. I would run from it like a coward.
That means you couldn't win a fight against it.
But
you're
no, because
that.
I don't want to hurt the thing.
No, you're more worried about a King Cobra hurting you. You should be.
Man, do you ever get splinters riding that fence? I mean, really?
I'm not riding the fence. I said no.
You went from being a nice person to an a-hole.
I plainly said no, I could not beat a King Cobra in a fight.
Because you said you would run from. That doesn't mean.
That means I couldn't win. That means I would have to run away or I would die. So if I fight it, I'm going to die. If I can run away, I would do that. So no.
Could you beat up a midget in a fight?
Depends on which one.
Would you cart it first?
No.
I don't like this anymore.
Oh, we just got a few more to get to.
No, I like it.
This next animal's known for fighting.
Kangaroo?
Yes.
You already know, man.
Yeah, kangaroo. Could you beat a kangaroo in a fight?
Yep.
Think you could take kangaroo. By the way, King Cobra, 7% of Britons and 15% of Americans. On the kangaroo, 5% of Britons, 14% of Americans. Man, if you had to square off with that kangaroo, you couldn't run away from it. It's a lot faster than you. And if you had to square off and fight it, that would not work out well for you in the long term.
This has come up on the morning show.
It has.
And I've never fully got to explain my thoughts on this. Yes, I know the kangaroo. Kangaroos in cartoons and in real life have boxed. They're also known for putting their hands on the ground and then kicking you with their feet.
Yep.
But I had two plan of attacks when I always would answer that question of, yes, I could beat up a kangaroo if I had to.
You know, the largest kangaroo recorded was 6'9", 201 pounds.
I'm not fighting the biggest one of all time.
All right, you want to start a grown man kangaroo? It's going to be 5'9" on average.
Okay. So given the fact that I could not get away from it in running, I would have to fight it.
Yeah.
So my plan of attack, originally when I answered this question as yes, was to stand on its tail, stomp its tail real hard, but keep my foot on its tail.
How are you going to get to this position?
Sneak around it. Showing the ones that are all like bulking up on steroids. I don't believe those are real.
That's just what a red kangaroo looks like.
How do they do the delta? Like, they're doing the Lex Luger total package pose.
That's just how buff they are. They're buff. They're muscle, man. But they whoop you.
Well, they should have had them in the Olympics for Australia. They would have won something.
Look at the nuts on that animal. They'd whoop you with nuts
like
that.
Why are we judging the size of their nuts on if they can fight or not?
Plainly visible.
Well, then Ellen DeGeneres would whoop my ass. That lady's crazy. She's nuts. Have you seen the show?
Yeah. This guy here on the water, how jacked he is when
he's wet. That's kangaroo jack. That's not a real thing.
That's real kangaroo, man. They're jacked, I'm telling you.
Joe Camel has COPD, by the
Joey's way. Joey's are jacked.
So I realized that, so the original plan of attack, stomp its tail. Ouch. To me, that's like kicking a kangaroo in the nuts, is stomping its tail.
I think you just make it mad.
And I'd stomp its tail. It would like go, eek, and then DDT. Boom.
What about when it gets up?
It doesn't.
They
pin it 1, 2, 3.
You know, they run / hop 43 mile an hour. They're fast.
I drive way faster than that. So, I guess you're saying you couldn't.
No, no.
Here's the other. So, anyway, as I was saying, that would not work.
Their kicks deliver 760 pounds of force.
You've never taken one of mine, have you?
No. But
no man's ever lived from it.
You take one from a kangaroo, then I'll take one from you and your shattered legs.
I have no confidence in me. But let me tell you what the new plan of attack is. Instead of stomping the tail and reverse DDT, I'm taking a rock or something and I'm throwing it to the left or the right, cause a distraction.
Yeah. And then hit it with a car? That'd be your best guess.
No. I have some Tannerite.
Oh, okay.
No. I then, when it's distracted by this pebble or whatever that I throw to distract it, I then jump into its pouch and then start punching it from the inside out.
Mm-hmm. That's as good a plan as any.
Because it can't get away from him. I'm inside.
But what if it's a male kangaroo with no pouch? Because we said you were fighting a grown man kangaroo.
Men kangaroos don't have pouches?
I don't think so, man.
Are you serious? Mm. I'm not even playing up some kind of role right here.
There we go.
Dude, that's
only female kangaroos have a pouch for a Joey.
That explains a lot now, because when I went to Toys R Us as a kid and had my
Why didn't Jeffrey
taken,
have one?
He didn't have one.
He was a boy. He was a giraffe, too. I just realized that. I was agreeing with you.
Wow, this is Mandela effect. When I was a kid, Jeffrey was a camel. I mean, a orangutan, whatever.
Kangaroo! Here's
that's a real mind blank right there, though, about the pouch. I had thought all, dude, I'm not even playing it again.
Yeah, I didn't know, man. I had to look. I assumed the males didn't, but it turns out they don't.
You remember those shitty shoes back in the 80s and 90s called Ruse?
Ruse, yeah.
They had the little pocket.
Yeah.
What'd you put in there?
I don't know, man.
1/4?
I always thought Blanche from the Golden Girls was in the, had her own fashion line for little kids.
That was Rose.
Blanche.
Oh.
Rue.
What?
Rue.
Rue.
Rue McClanahan.
Oh, okay, got
yeah,
it.
Yeah, Ruse, yeah. You're the only Rue I knew. So that's Kanga.
Man. That, I mean, again, that's another thing to give some feedback on. Did you know that? And please make me feel better about myself and say, no, Matt, man, I didn't know that either.
Matt thinks he beat up a kangaroo in a fight.
Well, not that part. The fact I thought all kangaroos had pouches.
Yeah, I think I said it, but 5% of Britons and 14% of Americans think they can beat up a kangaroo. Next animal on the list.
Go ahead.
Wolf.
No.
Or wolf.
No.
No.
No way.
Giant, vicious, wild dog. No way.
They say that because of urban sprawl and whatnot, I'm not even making a joke, that there have been in the last, I don't want to say, maybe 3-4 weeks, months or so, coyote sightings near Augusta Road in Greenville.
Oh, they're around, man.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
How does one know the difference?
There's bears all over Pickens County now.
Well, that, sure. But how does one know that that's not just a dog? It, like, really, help me out here. I'm just now learning all kangaroos don't have pouches, so how do I know it's a coyote?
It just
if it's howling,
it just has that kind of look to it,
or it's a wolf rather.
It just kind of looks kind of wild.
And see, I've seen regular dogs,
and you can hear the noises they make. But yeah, they got those real big ears, and it's kind of they just kind of look sketchy as hell, man.
Yeah,
I mean they just look sketch. I don't know how else to say it. Because they
but
look
what does
sketchy.
That mean though? They used to live in the hood. Where are they sprawling from?
Out west.
Jesus Christ!
No.
Wow. Like everybody's moving here.
Yeah,
even
man,
the coyotes.
Well, there's more and more armadillos out here, too.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, they're spreading, too. 4% of Britons think they could beat up a wolf, 12% of Americans.
Why do you ever enunciate Britons?
Because it's spelled Britons.
It's Britons.
It's spelled Britons, so I say Britons.
Oh.
And then after wolf, we have crocodile.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I have a, well, they're fast. Now, yeah.
Now, here's the thing about a crocodile fight. This is an interesting fight because If you could get behind it, jump on top
rear
of it.
Choke.
You know, from watching Swamp People and Alligator Hunter and all that, Crocodile Hunter and all that stuff, Alligator Hunter, whatever the hell.
You're thinking of alligator ghost hunters.
That you could get on its back and you could hold its jaws shut pretty easy because they don't have a lot of power to open their mouth. They just have a tremendous amount to chomp down.
Yeah.
So you could hold its mouth shut. But again, you're unarmed. You don't have any weapons, not even a roll of duct tape. So if you get on it, you can hold its mouth shut. But how are you going to actually win the fight against it? Because what in the hell are you going to do to hurt this armored lizard?
Do they have any other orifices besides their mouth and nostrils to breathe out of?
I guess that's about it. I mean, you could try to slowly suffocate it, maybe, but that would take forever with the way their respiratory systems are. They can go underwater for a long time.
Because
they can live underwater for a long time.
Well, I tell you.
Yeah, they're quite amphibious.
My idea would be to set on its head and keep its mouth closed and then stick my fingers in its nostrils.
And then it's going to also do that alligator thing.
That dance.
Where they
flipping and flopping around.
Yeah, they save up their energy and build up and then try to explode and do the roll and get away from you. And that might wear you out faster than it wears them out over a little bit of time.
You don't know the cardio, whatever, is it cardio? Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, yeah, okay. I'm going to save a little face here and say no, I couldn't.
Yeah, because even
in the past, I've said yes.
Even if you jump on its back and hold it there for 6 hours, eventually you're going to get tired or something and have to leave. And as soon as you get up, it can get you.
Yeah, and furthermore, this whole thing started with beating up an animal.
Yeah.
Now we're talking about killing it.
Well, no, I'm just talking about beating it up. How could you hurt an alligator or crocodile? If you jump on its back and hold its mouth shut, you try to punch it or whatever, you couldn't hurt it.
Do they have nuts?
I think they're kind of inside, like most of those reptiles.
Do they have pouches?
You couldn't really get to them because there's no way you could hold its mouth shut and get to its genitals. No pouches.
If I kill it, can I make shoes out of it?
Yeah, you can, if you figure out how to kill it with bare hands. 9% of Americans think they could beat up a crocodile, 3% of Britons.
Yeah, no.
You want one more? We got still four more animals to hit.
Are crocodiles worldwide, do they have them in Britain?
No.
Okay, I was going to say they don't.
They could not survive there. It's not warm enough.
They're probably much scared of them, much more scared of them than we are, because Loch Ness and all that stuff.
I'm pretty scared of them.
No, yeah, but I'm saying.
I don't want to mess with one.
Around here, though,
I enjoy seeing them in the wild, especially when you get to see one on that rare chance in Florida or down towards the coast. It's awesome to see one, but to keep your damn distance from them.
True.
You want the next animal on the list?
How many more?
Four.
Okay. I can handle that.
This next one. And remember, these are the ones that just dwindled down to not many people think they can beat these animals up.
Oh, okay. Well, these will all be no's. This will be simple.
Yeah, these will all be big no's. Gorilla?
No. Mm. Absolutely not.
Don't want to get my arms ripped off.
I've seen the way they beat their own chest.
Yeah.
I imagine what to do to
the power, the strength, man. That thing just crushing, destroy. But 2% of Britons and shockingly 8% of Americans think they could beat up a gorilla.
You know, they say back in...
Now, if it was somebody from the band, like Damon Albarn from Gorillaz, I could beat him up.
I don't even know what they look like in real life. They're always animated.
He's the singer from Blur.
I thought you meant Gorillaz, the band.
Yeah, he's also the singer from Blur.
Oh, is he?
You could beat his ass.
Really? I was going to tell you, in history over in, let's just say the entire continent of Asia, that there were certain types of gorillas or some kind of primate that was very docile and was not that they taught it to work, but it was just it was looked at as part of the tribe or whatever and was not, it was just docile, friendly. Did you ever hear this?
Yeah, I mean, I've seen.
It's incredible.
Some of them get along well with people.
I think the ones are most of the world are scared because they think they're going to get shot.
Yeah.
Before that, if we didn't go hunt them, then, I blame the Congo.
Look, if Harambe was my cousin, I'd be pissed.
Dude, huge.
Yeah.
Huge. Rest in peace.
Yeah. All these years later.
Do they have him at the Smithsonian?
I don't believe so. Next on the list, these next two have the same odds as gorilla, the same percentages, 2% of Britons, 8% of Americans. Lion.
God, no.
What the hell? We talked about how much it would suck to fight a house cat. You want to get one that's 400 pounds?
I couldn't beat up any of the Detroit lions. Any of them.
No.
Ever.
No, probably not ever. Even the old man now.
No.
Yeah.
Oh.
Let's see. I'm looking up the size of a male lion on average just to make sure. Yeah, this thing with males weigh 330 to 570 pounds. They're between 5.6 and 8.3 feet long.
The answer is no.
Clearly, no way in hell. 8% of Americans are dumb.
8% say that they could.
Yeah, 2% of Britons, 8% of Americans.
God almighty.
Yeah. And that's... the same numbers apply to the next animal.
Elephant.
Yep.
Are you serious?
Yep. Elephant is next. 2% of Americans, or Britons, 8% of Americans think they could beat an elephant in a fight. Again, I say to you.
Again, I say.
How can you win a fight against something you cannot possibly hurt? You can't hurt an elephant.
Well, I hurt the one that I got on for that photo opportunity at the old memorial auditorium.
It was just selling.
You think it was?
They wanted to wrestle.
They teach it to go down on one knee for the fat kid.
They were there the night after wrestling and got some lessons from Ole.
Well, Ole. I don't know what this is either. It could be a movie or something. But when I think about, you know how I've said before, like when I, any kind of animal that I look into their eyes, I feel the same sense of nature, soul, whatever. I feel the most sympathy about an elephant, I think, than I do any other ones that I've looked in the eye of. They look so sad. They know that, like, they would be killed for their tusks and not the meat or anything else. Not that I want that to happen, but just, like, I feel so, so sad for elephants.
The firehouse. When I look into your eyes.
Let me ask you something.
What?
Why was the elephant the mascot of the Oakland Athletics?
I never knew that, man.
Just hit me like a ton of bricks.
Yeah, I just found out this week that the Colorado Rockies mascot is a purple triceratops. Looks like he's got dipping dots on his head.
Does he have a name?
Dinger.
Dinger?
Dinger.
Oh, yeah, we learned that.
Yeah,
yes.
From sports, yeah.
Yeah.
So, you don't think you beat up an elephant?
Hell no.
I don't think I could beat up an elephant either.
No.
No.
Not even one of them tiny baby ones that just plopped out.
They got a lot of energy then. Mm-hmm. They're pretty quick. The final animal on the list. The one that only 2% of Britons and 6% of Americans foolishly think they could beat in a fight. This is an animal that runs 35 miles per hour.
Cheetah.
Nope.
Roadrunner.
The cheetahs run much, much faster.
Roadrunner.
Mm-mm. Let's see. This is an animal that runs 35 miles per hour and stands as high as 8 feet tall. So this animal that runs 35 miles per hour, stands 8 feet tall, also weighs as much as 1,300 pounds.
Polar bear?
Grizzly bear.
Grizzly. They can run how many?
35 up to 35 miles per hour. They can stand on their hind legs up to 8 feet tall, run 35 miles per hour on all fours, and weigh up to 1,300 pounds.
That's something I'll go YouTube later, is running grizzlies.
Oh, bear. Yeah, dude, it's crazy. You got to see it.
I've seen the, but never in that type of speed.
Yeah.
Oh, that's incredible. Did you see the one from, this was allegedly from...
grizzly bear paw that lady's holding up.
Holy
Look at the size
crap.
Of the claws and paws, and 6% of Americans are stupid enough to think they could beat that thing in a fight.
Ain't no way.
Mm-mm.
Did you see, allegedly from the South Carolina coast, and it was a mother bear who brought her cubs down to the... And it's a real video, but I just don't know if it was from South Carolina coast, but it said it was. A mother bear, her cubs coming down to the shoreline and getting in the water and frolicking around.
No, I didn't see it. That's cool.
Oh, my God.
I mean, a grizzly bear is one of those animals that would very easily maul you to death playing with you.
Yep. I was going to say the same for elephants. They'd sit there and hit you with your
head.
They're
so big and dangerous, they don't have to be remotely upset to kill you. A lion playing will kill you. A wolf playing would maul you. All these animals are very dangerous. I don't see how anybody thinks they can beat up a grizzly bear in a fight. There ain't no way in hell.
Mm.
Like, if you could ask Brock Lesnar or somebody, you'd be like, no way, man. You ever seen one of them things?
A Brock Lesnar?
No, a grizzly bear.
Oh, yeah.
That's what he'd say.
Oh, yeah, I've seen him in person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Grizzly bear or Brock Lesnar?
Both.
Yeah, me too.
I only got a picture with Brock Lesnar.
I didn't see Brock up close. I've seen him in person, but from afar. I've seen grizzly bears.
The grizzly said no
pretty
selfies.
Close, but not, in a barrier.
Yeah, the eyes,
Yeah. The claws and the teeth.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the zookeepers, yeah.
Oh, that thing, too.
Yeah.
God. What would you say, because I was going to, I thought the last one's going to be sperm whale, because I'm thinking in type of size or whatever.
But again, couldn't hurt it.
What is the scariest animal to come up on? Was it one, the number one here we mentioned?
The one that would make you just mess yourself if you came upon it in the wild?
Literally, you would just go right there all over yourself.
Probably grizzly bear, gorilla, man.
Wait a minute. One grizzly bear, gorilla man?
Grizzly bear, gorilla man, yeah.
From National Enquirer?
No, like man, bear, pig. No, probably grizzly bear or gorilla would just, yeah. Yeah, those would terrify me probably more than anything else. Or if you came upon one wolf in the woods, where's the rest of them? There's more than one.
Yeah, I don't know how I'd rate the scare level of all three of those. They would be equal. Yeah. I mean, any of those.
Yeah.
Anything that's contingent upon me running from it.
Yeah, or like even a hippo, because I know they kill more people than anything else in Africa on average every year.
Yeah.
Rhino would be terrifying, too.
Oh, my God.
Just the size of those. Yeah. Elephant less so for some reason, even though it could just trample me.
Yeah.
God. But then again, lion, too, man. And tiger, lion, any of these giant, scary things.
Mm-hmm.
Anything that could just very easily kill me, yeah, I'd be scared of. But oddly enough, less scared of things like crocodiles and alligators if you see them in the wild.
Yeah. You know, it's crazy.
They're more likely to mind their own damn business.
We're in that that generational time where, you know, circuses were a thing, where, like the full-on circus, where they'd sit there and, like, whip them things.
Right? Oh, yeah.
And I like, wonder how that came to be. Was it just as kind of just go behind, sideshow stuff? But how did somebody say, I'm going to be so brave? Because it is brave. I mean, you're a puss for doing it. But to beat this bear with a whip enough that it will get up on its hind legs and play ball with me. Like they used to do at the circuses.
Mm-hmm.
They were not, people would say, oh, they're on tranks. They had too much activity to be on tranks.
Yeah, they did.
So, what is that? How do you think that started?
They're probably on some kind of sedative all the same. Not tranquilized, but sedated somewhat.
Yeah. Hey, it'd have to be, right? No way that you could break an animal.
I'm pretty sure the
down.
Bear that wrestled Tracy Smothers that time was probably mildly sedated, yeah.
But what about the one that, not Siskel and Ebert, Siegfried and Roy?
What, the tiger?
Yeah.
I don't know what it was on.
I just wonder if it's on something and somebody, oh, God, we've got to give it its pill this morning. And suddenly it's just ripping off body parts.
I have absolutely no idea.
Man.
Except to say maybe. That's the only answer I can give you. Because I don't know.
Not that you would want to fight one, but do you think you could noodle a big catfish? Nine?
How big?
I don't know, about like about 3 feet, about the same size.
Because, you know, when we were growing up, they always said down at Hartwell by the dam, they got the biggest Volkswagens, man.
They got full towns down there.
Couldn't noodle one of those. I mean, I'm sure I could noodle one up to 40, 50 pounds.
I wish that there was some kind – you know how they do the hunting and fishing show and Bass Pro always had set up that fake lake? I'd like to have – you swim with dolphins. I'd like to have some kind of tank that's full of big catfish I can wrestle with.
I'd be nasty as water.
Well, they change it each and every day. COVID, it's
the fish wouldn't live, though. They need nasty as water, I think.
Okay. Well, I'm doing it just to see if I could, because I really want to do that, but, God, I don't want to do it with people that, you know, I just want to try it, because you got to be so strong, and it's like you're fighting against the water and all that. I just want to feel that.
You want to feel that?
Yeah.
Can you feel that?
And look at the time.
I was doing the Disturbed. Can you feel that?
Oh, I was doing the Fat Boys version. Not that one, the three of them.
Yeah, the three of them, not our producer.
Yeah. Well, Jimmy, Jed, Jackie, I've really enjoyed this.
Man, I thought it was fun talking about fighting animals again. A follow-up with some hard statistics instead of just whatever we think of, but some data to go with it.
And it also shows that, I don't know, does it show that Brits are more pansies or they're more into reality of things? Because Americans certainly said they could beat up some animals. They sure as hell could not.
Yeah. I'd say, by and large, the Brits were more real about it.
Okay.
Especially the bottom half of the list.
Next week, we're going to have Australia versus Tanzania.
Oh, yeah.
Tanzania.
Yeah.
Tanzania.
That'll be a hell of a brawl with
animals. That's the one. Jimmy, Jack, Jackie, always a good time.
Yeah, man. Had a blast. We'll be back next week with more After Hours with Rise Guys.
Spread the word. But give us a thumbs up. And thank you so much for listening.
Thank you.
All right. Get out. Time to close the doors on another episode of After Hours with the Rise Guys. Subscribe on radio.com and wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Pass it around to your family and friends and other P1s. Thanks for listening. See you next time. Yeah.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive.
It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.